This is Jordan Seculo. Today on Jay Seculo Live, as we enter day 7 of the government shutdown, or the partial government shutdown, President Trump threatens to shut down the southern border with the U.S. and Mexico. We'll talk about it today on Jay Seculo Live.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Seculo Live.
To say that the talks are at a standstill would suggest that there are actually talks going on. Only a handful of lawmakers showed up for sessions yesterday that only lasted a couple minutes, and it's not clear that anybody is going to show up today.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
So whether it's Republicans in the House or Democrats in the House, the president and his team have made several very reasonable offers. And the American people want us to compromise. They 5.7, in my mind, was a compromise. It was a down payment on the wall, not fully funding the wall.
And now your host, Jordan Seculo.
Well, here we go. Continued government shutdown. Congress came back last night. They gaveled in. They gaveled out. What all the news reports are right now is that they are kicking the can down the road and that there will be a government shutdown through the new Congress, which gavels in on January 3rd, which means there will not be a deal. As of this moment, things change in Washington, D.C., but there is not planning on being any kind of deal worked out between the House and the Senate to get a budget to the president's desk before Nancy Pelosi becomes Speaker of the House. I think this is very important to point out that, again, it does not appear, because the way Congress came in, gaveled out, and a lot of members of the House didn't even show up because so many are not returning, that again, there will not be a deal worked out while the Republicans retain control of the House and the Senate. So this will now kick the can into January 3rd, into the new Congress, when Nancy Pelosi is expected to be elected Speaker of the House. So how is President Trump responding? Well, he's responding aggressively, as usual, and I think in a way that most of you will likely agree with. Here's what he said this morning. "We will be forced to close the southern border entirely if the obstructionist Democrats do not give us the money to finish the wall and also change the ridiculous immigration laws that our country is saddled with. It's hard to believe there was a Congress and president who would approve." Again, folks, the president threatening now, in a sense, to close the entire southern border. That would be the U.S. border with Mexico. And reports are this would close all travel between Mexico and the United States. It would close the entire border, all trade that goes across. So it could be crippling to the Mexican economy. People who work across the border, they would not be allowed. So a full shutdown. Would it be temporary? I think probably, so that this would be used as a negotiating tool. But again, one of the strongest statements yet by the president. Do you support it? Would you support the president completely shutting down the southern border with Mexico until he receives the funding necessary to secure our border, which includes the wall funding, but let me point out very importantly, is not just about wall funding. It's also about increased border patrol agents, increased technology at the border, so that we don't have these continued crises, so that we don't have children who are dying in the custody of unequipped border patrol agents who aren't ready and aren't prepared and aren't really trained to handle these kind of mass migrations that are trying to come through to our border. So, folks, do you support President Trump's latest move, which is to shut down the border with Mexico, to shut down the entire southern border? For everybody who calls in today, we are going to send you a signed copy of our newest book, Jerusalem, by our chief counsel, my dad, Jay Seculo. So if you call in and make it on the show, you'll get a signed copy of the book. So call 1-800-684-3110. We have 4 days left on our matching challenge. This is the most important time of the year, the most important time of the year for ACLJ's fundraising. We need your support right now. Let me explain to you. If you donate $25 online at aclj.org, that's $25 at aclj.org, we have a donor ready to match that donation. Now, they won't match it unless you donate the initial $25. Donate now, and what does it become? $50 to the ACLJ, but you're only charged $25.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org. It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is the Acting Chief of Staff. White House Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney. Take a listen, Bite 7.
In all fairness, I think that having worked with the Vice President, I met with Leader Schumer last Saturday, the last time we sat down face-to-face, and my gut was that he was really interested in doing a deal and coming to some sort of compromise, but the more we're hearing this week is that it's Nancy Pelosi who's preventing that from happening.
Again, so it's Nancy Pelosi who wants to take this charge on. I want to go right to Harry Hutchison from our policy team. The decision has been made, Harry. It appears that this is the can has been kicked down the road to January 3rd when the new Congress enters in and takes their oath. It's likely, though it hasn't been 100% decided, but it's likely Nancy Pelosi will be the Speaker of the House, and she will take this on. And it's not that Chuck Schumer necessarily wants to do that, based off what Mick Mulvaney is saying, but that Nancy Pelosi wants to actually take this on and have this fight with the president, which means this partial shutdown continues into the new year.
You're absolutely correct. I think the evidence on the ground suggests that we are in for a very long shutdown, and I think it will be incumbent upon President Trump to exercise his leverage, his discretion, and his constitutional powers in dealing with the U.S. Congress, particularly the House led by Nancy Pelosi. And I think one of the arrows in his quiver is to impose restrictions, suspensions, or some other type of shutdown on the southern border. And I also think that his threat has a constitutional and statutory basis. If my understanding of Trump versus Hawaii is correct, there the Supreme Court granted him authority or clarified his authority to suspend immigration at his discretion.
You know, the president said, again, and we're asking you if you support the president in this move, he tweeted out about 3 hours ago, "We will be forced to close. He is ready to close the southern border entirely if the obstructionist Democrats do not give us the money to finish the wall and also change the ridiculous immigration laws that our country is saddled with. It's hard to believe there was a Congress and president who would approve." He went on to say, "The United States loses so much money on trade with Mexico under NAFTA, over $75 billion a year, not including the drug money, which would be many times that amount, that I would consider closing the southern border a profit making operation. I mean, that's a very interesting statement, Harry, that we would actually be making money because we lose so much on NAFTA and we lose so much on the drug trade.
Absolutely. And so if we follow his analysis and his logic, it would place pressure on the Mexican government to do whatever is in their power and influence to encourage U.S. lawmakers to come up with a rational policy. I think the suspension or the shutdown of the southern border would enable the president to restructure or to move funds around and also to enhance border security in other areas in order to stop drug trafficking, in order to stop human trafficking, as well as other illegal activities which cost the American people millions, if not billions of dollars, and also imposes an enormous cost in terms of human suffering. So I think if we are actually interested in humanity, I think shutting down the U.S. border may be a fantastic idea.
Share this broadcast with your friends and family. If you're on Facebook, click that share button. A lot of people are watching. On Periscope, share it as well. A lot of people, because I think, again, this was kind of important news that came out this morning. The president willing to shut down the southern border. That is the border between the United States and Mexico if the funding for the border wall does not come through. And we've looked at the statutory. Of course, there'd be legal challenges in the law in the Ninth Circuit. But the president can take that kind of action and certainly make the argument under the law, under his inherent powers, commander-in-chief, under the Immigration Nationality Act, and that Section 212F, which also allowed for that the extreme vetting, remember, and the travel ban, the travel pause, the refugee pause that the Supreme Court ultimately upheld as a presidential power and the ability for the president to do. Same thing would be utilized, same statute would be utilized here. I want to go right to the phones, 1-800-684-3110. Let's go to Barry in Pennsylvania on line 2. Barry, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thank you for taking my call. I made the comment earlier that I don't understand why all the emphasis is being placed on what President Trump is doing as opposed to what Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer are doing. And why aren't we saying when you can get 2/3 vote to override my veto, you go ahead. Otherwise, you know what my proposal is.
Well, you're absolutely right, Barry. The president's not going to sign these continuing resolutions that have no funding at all for his border wall, especially when we're in a partial shutdown where 75% of the government is operating and everything. Have you noticed any major changes to how things are operating here in the U.S.? Is anybody out there? Give us a call if you have. I mean, I know some people are going to have to get back pay, and that's no fun. But the truth is government is functioning, and it's functioning correctly. That's because it's really just a partial shutdown. 75% of the government is totally operational. The other 25% is operational with the essential staff. Let me play this, because you pointed out, Barry, that it's really shifted for where President Trump said, I'll take responsibility for this. But it's shifting right now because it is the Democrats who are just unwilling to even negotiate. And they've said that. They gaveled in last night and they gaveled out. Take a listen to Congressman Andy Biggs from Arizona, Bite 6.
Chuck Schumer is going to have to bite the bullet, and they're going to have to fund the wall. They need to pay $5 billion, which is a substantial reduction from the $25 billion that it will take to actually build the wall. They need to move. It's all in Chuck Schumer's court right now. There's nothing on the president's desk to veto or sign. This is a Chuck Schumer's shutdown right now.
You know, let's go right to the phones. Dan in D.C. on line 3. Dan, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, welcome. Yes, I totally, absolutely agree with the president's decision, if he made the decision, to shut down the border completely until they get something sorted out.
Yep.
But where we're at today, I don't just blame the Democrats.
Sure.
I blame the Republicans and their
absolutely.
Leadership.
Absolutely. Listen,
they had two years to do something, and they did nothing.
We had a lot of weak Republicans, Dan, let's be honest. I mean, I think you agree with me, Dan, probably like you had the Bob Corker in the Senate. You had the Corkers. You still have the Murkowskis and the Collins and the... And then you've got in the House there were plenty who were just unwilling to go along with the president. Most of those got defeated, and the House has now turned Democrat. Now the Senate, there are more Republicans coming that I think will be more agreeable to the president. But I absolutely agree with you. It's not just one sided, though. The House Republicans passed full funding for the border wall, the full $5 billion. that the president requested. So as much as you can beat up on them, they did pass it. It's the Senate that was unwilling to do so, and that includes a lot of moderate senators. So goodbye very soon to Jeff Flake. Goodbye very soon to Bob Corker. And they have been no help on this issue whatsoever. They, in fact, are just almost as responsible, not as responsible as Chuck Schumer, but almost as responsible as Chuck Schumer for keeping this shutdown going as well. And they're basically checked out. I don't even know if they showed up for the gaveling in of the Senate yesterday. 1-800-684-3110. I want you to remember, when we talk about the president's power to shut the border down, we're going to go back to looking at the cases really that involved the extreme vetting, the ability for the president to close off immigration from specific countries of concern, and to pause the refugee program. One was for 90 days, one was for 120 days. And it was that program still exists. You know, you could still it was vindicated by the Supreme Court, said the president did have the authority to do this after a lot of legal battles and court decisions that went against the president. And we fought, Harry, on every single one of those battles. I just want to remind people, we fought the entire way, both in court and in the court of public opinion. I remember going on every television broadcast I could and saying, you know, and when those bad decisions would come out, I'd say, I'm not concerned. When this gets to the U.S. Supreme Court, the president's authority is clear. He has the power to do this. And I think, Harry, when it comes to that work that we did, and now looking at maybe something, the next step, which is shutting down the entire border, again, if you're, I think the president's looking at it as a temporary measure. It's not a full-time measure. It's a temporary measure and a negotiating tactic to get the funding he needs for border security. Again, we'd have those legal battles.
Absolutely. So if you look at the history of the proclamation, the so-called travel ban, we filed numerous amicus briefs in virtually every venue, and the president's policy in that particular case was ultimately vindicated by the United States Supreme Court. There, the United States Supreme Court said the president has lawfully exercised the broad discretion granted to him under Section 1182F to suspend the entry of aliens into the United States. And so I think if we extend the logic of that decision to shutting down the border, I think the president will ultimately be vindicated before the United States Supreme Court as well.
Let me encourage all of our listeners as well, whether you're listening on Radio, SiriusXM, or on Facebook and Periscope. Tonight, a live concert by the Jay Sekulow Band. I'll be kind of emceeing it. Totally live here. You could see it at the Jay Sekulow page. And that's at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. That concert will be at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on the Jay Sekulow page on Facebook. Check it out at ACL.
It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's matching challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our matching challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
You know, folks, tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, the Jay Sekulow Band is doing a live concert. I promise you it's live because I will be emceeing it here in our studios with the band. And again, it'll be the full band, about a two-hour-long concert where you'll be able to join. It starts at 9 o'clock live on Jay Sekulow's Facebook page. And we just played for our Facebook and Periscope audience. Maybe we can play a little clip of it now for our in a second. For our radio audience as well, because there's a line in one of the, I think the song that they, I don't want to give too much away, but I think the opening song is Jumping Jack Flash. And in that song, it starts with being born in a crossfire hurricane. Could there be some political commentary by Jay Sekulow, chief counsel of the ACLJ, and the president's personal attorney tonight? You'll have to tune in, because crossfire hurricane does mean something. Crossfire hurricane is the name of the initial FBI investigation into so-called Trump-Russia collusion. By Peter Strzok, I guess, was a Rolling Stones fan and gave him that name. So take a listen. This is what you will hear some, but it'll be live tonight. Take a listen. You may be. I can't promise anything, but you may get political commentary. You may get a little update on what's going on with the Russia investigation, or it may just be a fun night of music. But all, for all of you reporters out there who are watching, it's Friday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. You may want to tune in just to see what Jay Sekulow has to say about that crossfire hurricane, considering that it does relate directly to the opening of the FBI, what we believe was a ridiculous probe. I think that started by Peter Strzok, who I guess is a Rolling Stones fan, or somebody within his division came up with used that title. And again, that was the name of the initial Trump, the investigation into Russia, election engineer, where they involved in our election and with the Trump campaign and the so-called collusion and all that. That got overcome then by the appointment of the special counsel. But enough on that. The concert is live tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. I will see you there. That's on Jay Sekulow's Facebook page, because I'll be helping to MC that concert tonight. We'll have a live audience as well, so it's going to be really exciting at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Check it out. Let's go right to the phones at 1-800-684-3110. Remind you that every caller today is going to receive a signed copy of Jay Sekulow's Jerusalem, A Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. We have 4 days left on our matching challenge. What does that mean? Well, this is the most critical time at the ACLJ for our fundraising. And for all of you who are listening, for all of you who are watching, this is the time to donate. If you haven't done so already, or if you donate multiple times throughout the year, this is the time. Here's why. Your donation is matched. We have a matching challenge. I'll explain it quickly for you. If you donate $30 online right now at aclj.org, you will be charged on your credit card $30. That's all you'll be charged. But we have a donor ready to match that $30. Now, they don't donate unless you take the initial action of donating the $30. So you've got to take the first step. You donate the $30, they match it, which means because of your $30 donation, we actually receive $60 at the ACLJ. You could do the math. The numbers go on up. I mean, $1,000 donation, $500 donation, $100 donation, or even a $5 donation becomes $10. All donations are important. We have 4 days left of this year. It's our most critical time of the year. It's how we do all of the work we do. It's not just the radio broadcast, not just the television broadcast. It's all of the legal work that we do, the government affairs work that we do, the foreign work that we do with the offices across the U.S., in Washington, D.C., and of course, offices around the world as well. So donate today. Be part of that matching challenge at aclj.org. Let's go to Ron in California. Interesting call. Ron, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. As I told your call screener, I am a truck driver, a produce hauler. This time of year, I make my living hauling produce from Mexico. Everything on my truck right now, I just finished loading this morning. I'm on my way to Wisconsin. came across the border from Mexico. That being said, I am 100% behind Trump on shutting down the border. I realize that it may cost me a little bit of money, but I'm willing to make that sacrifice because we got to get a handle on this. It's not just about people. It's about food. And I think if he did this, I think the pressure coming from the powers that be would step up fast and there'd be a deal made done. So, yeah, shut it down today. I'm all for it.
Yeah, I mean, again, Ron, I think so brave of you to call in and express that you know, you make your living driving, especially this time of year where it's cold in most parts of the United States. It's hard to get that produce. And you make that your living driving produce from Mexico into the U.S. And you're fully supportive of shutting down the border because you think it will motivate Mexico because it involves their economy. It involves food. I think it will motivate the U.S. government as well. And when I mean that, not the Trump administration, they're motivated, the president's motivated. But the House and the Senate. Harry, that is a pretty bold statement to make, that this caller understands a full shutdown of the border means it may hurt his pocketbook for a short period of time, but long term it improves. It's better for him too.
I think that's correct. And so I think Ron is correct, and I think he's courageous. I also think that the American people have the capability of seeing things from a long-term perspective, whereas politicians, they often focus on the short term. So while Nancy Pelosi is hurling invectives toward the president from Hawaii, apparently, I think the American people see the long-term benefit of shutting down the border and coming up with a rational policy with respect to immigration and migration. And I think long term, the American people have it right. The politicians often have it wrong.
All right, folks, we go right back to the phones, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Brian calling in from Minnesota Online 3. Brian, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, thank you for having me. You guys do an awesome job. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Brian.
What I did want to say was that how long can the president keep the shutdown, even with Pelosi's crew coming in?
You know, there is not a timeline on that. I mean, we have a partial shutdown right now, so 75% of the government is funded. The non-funded part, the other 25%, the essential staff and essential programs are functioning. No one wants a shutdown forever, but Harry, it can go. I mean, we've had, I don't know the longest. I know that President Obama had a 16-day shutdown, so this is not even halfway there yet. So it can go much longer than that, and there's not a specific end date.
Absolutely. So it's foreseeable that the shutdown could last 20, 30, 40 days even, and that's particularly true because the government is largely funded, 75% funded. But I also think the president's resolve will depend to some extent on the resolve of the American people. And so I think that will be an important factor in determining the length of the shutdown going forward.
Folks, we have a second half hour coming up. If you're on Facebook and Periscope, share this with your friends and family. Click that share button right now. If you are listening on radio, make sure to continue to get your phone calls coming in at 1-800-684-3110. Also have this question. I know we're asking about support for the president shutting down the southern border, but also for those of you who have donated to the ACLJ, I'd love to know your reasons why. You know, why do you support the ACLJ? So if you can get your call in at 1-800-684-3110. Remember our matching challenge at ACLJ.org. Whatever you donate is double. ACLJ.org. We'll be right back.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's matching challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
So whether it's Republicans in the House or Democrats in the House, the president and his team have made several very reasonable offers. And the American people want us to compromise. They 5.7, in my mind, was a compromise. It was a down payment on the wall, not fully funding the wall.
And now your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. For those of you just joining us, and I encourage if you're on Facebook and Periscope, share it with your friends and family because there's some breaking news this morning. President Trump tweeted out just a few hours ago that we will be forced to close the southern border. That means close the southern border with Mexico entirely if the obstructionist Democrats do not give us the money to finish the wall and also change the ridiculous immigration laws, and they are ridiculous, folks, that our country is saddled with. It's hard to believe there's a Congress and president who would approve. He even went on to say, which I think is great, the United States loses so much money on trade with Mexico under NAFTA, over $75 billion a year, not including the drug money, which would be many more times that amount, that I would consider closing the southern border a profit-making operation. We build a wall or we close the southern border. That is from President Trump this morning on Twitter. We have asked whether you support that or not. I want to go right to the phones. Nicole calling in from New Jersey on line four. Nicole, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thank you, Jordan. How are you today?
We're great. Thanks, Nicole.
Good. I just wanted to make a comment that I am in support of President Trump. I believe that it's time we had a president who was willing to show forth bravery on the behalf of the American people, and it's just time to give him the support that he needs. I don't believe it will be long. I do believe it will be temporary because people need to see, oh, America does have someone fighting for them on their behalf, and we need to support our president. We need to get behind him and do what we're supposed to do as far as the Constitution goes and as far as being American citizens. We need to be protected and secured and felt safe at all times. So we have a president who's brave enough and bold enough to stand up to the status quo and say, enough is enough. Let's do what we need to do and keep our country safe and make it even safer for the next generations to come. It's not about those of us who are alive now, but what about those to come?
Yeah, I mean, Nicole, I absolutely agree with you. I mean, Harry, this ain't business as usual anymore in Washington, D.C., when you got a president who will go wake up and let the world know, and let Mexico know, and let legislators know, and let the American people know, you know, I'm right on the line of shutting down the entire border.
Absolutely. So I think integrity has been a missing attribute of American politicians for a very long time. And so I think it's gratifying to note that the American people are responding to a president who intends to keep his word and it intends to implement a policy that is consistent with what he has promised in the past. And so I think integrity does draw the support of the American people, even though the American people will face some short-term difficulty.
You know, Richard on Facebook writes in, I support the president, even though it affects me. I'm a contractor with the government that will not receive any back pay from this situation. I know George called in from Maryland, who we'll go to when we come back in the next segment, is the same kind of situation, but supportive of the president. Folks, let me just encourage you. We have 4 days left here in our matching challenge. We bring you the news. We bring you hard-hitting analysis on this broadcast. We talk about what the ACLJ is doing. But we also bring you breaking news as well. And we try to cover also stories that aren't getting the news as much news coverage as they should be. But this is the time to donate to the ACLJ. We have 4 days left. This is the most critical time of the year because it's how we finish out the year, but it's also how we prepare for 2019 so we know the resources we have to begin with. If you donate today at ACLJ.org, your donation is doubled. Let me explain that for you very simply. If you make a $20 donation to ACLJ.org right now, you're charged $20 on your credit card. That's all. But we have a donor who says, I'm ready to match that $20. But they will not donate their $20 because they're the matcher unless you take the action initially and make the $20 donation. So what does it mean? By you making a $20 donation, that's all that's charged to your card, you are effectively giving the ACLJ a $40 donation. But it takes your action. Donate now at ACLJ.org. Any amount will be matched.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org. It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. Let me remind you tonight, the Jay Sekulow Band, this is for everybody. If you're listen on radio, Sirius XM, if you listen terrestrially, if you're on Facebook or on Periscope, tonight the Jay Sekulow Band will be absolutely 100% live at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. You can watch the concert, the Jay Sekulow Band concert. It's about a two-hour concert, so a full concert. We're going to actually have an audience as well in our studios, and I'll be emceeing. I promise you, so I will be there in person as well. This is a totally live event. At 9 p.m. Eastern Time tonight, it'll be on the Jay Sekulow official Facebook page. And again, we'll be tweeting that out, sending that out to people again. But that's facebook.com/Jay Sekulow, JaySekulow. And that'll be at about 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Sometimes it starts a couple minutes early, a couple minutes later, but right around 9 p.m. Eastern Time, go to the Facebook page for my dad. Go to his official Jay Sekulow Facebook page. And enjoy that concert. And again, kind of a celebration of the end of the year. A lot of victories to discuss. And by the way, for those reporters out there, opening song, I got a little insight, you know, the set list. Opening song is Jumping Jack Flash, which includes the lyric, "I was born in a crossfire hurricane." Crossfire hurricane, as the reporters out there may know who may be listening. Sometimes they may tune out when Jay Sekulow is not hosting the show. But if they don't, by the way, Crossfire Hurricane was the name of the initial FBI investigation into Russia's involvement in the U.S. election, the Trump-Russia collusion, before there was the appointment of a special counsel. So either Peter Strzok or someone on his team was a big Rolling Stones fan. So will there be any commentary tonight on the investigation, on the, again, the Mueller investigation, on the special counsel's investigation, with the opening song invoking Crossfire Hurricane? You'll just have to tune in to see. That's at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Jay Sekulow's Facebook page, facebook.com/Jay Sekulow. The Jay Sekulow Band will be live. I'll be emceeing tonight as well, so a busy day for us at our studios as well, and a busy time on radio as well. A lot of you have been holding on, and everybody's getting a copy today of Jay Sekulow, my dad's book, Jerusalem, signed by him. So we appreciate you holding on. Let me go to George calling in from Maryland on Line 5. George, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Hey, George.
I'm really appreciative of God raising this ministry up.
Well, thank you so much, George.
Good job. I'm 69 years old, and I supported Trump. He's the first guy who ever ran for office that I actually donated money to him to be elected. My wife and I sent him money so that he could win the election, and I'm grateful that God allowed him to win the election. I'm a contractor, work for the Department of Energy, and I'd like to see Trump shut the southern border down, put pressure on Mexico to get involved, and I...
Did we lose George? Yeah, I was going to ask George if the shutdown, how it was affecting him, but I think, again, he agrees with the shutdown. So as a government contractor, I guess he's okay with that. You saw the emotion there. I think it's incredible to hear just, you know, we're 2 years away from that election cycle. The first time that he and his wife had ever donated to a political candidate was to President Trump. Someone who thought people wouldn't donate money to because he's seen as wealthy, but campaigns are very expensive, and also donations really do more. It's more than just about the money. It's about the momentum you have out there. And I think it actually goes right into, you know, what we do at the ACLJ as well with our fundraising. You know, we are a small dollar fundraiser. We're a lot like a campaign in a sense that our average donation is not in the hundreds and $200 and $300, but it's the $40 and $50 donations that it averages out to, and sometimes it's more in the $30 range. So for all of you listening out there who think, well, my donation really won't matter, it's not enough, let me tell you something. A $5 donation right now to ACLJ.org at ACLJ.org becomes 10, because we have a matching donor ready to match your $5. Now, you've got to donate the initial $5. That's all you'll be charged on your credit card, but it becomes 10. You start adding that up with all the people listening to radio right now, that's significant resources to the ACLJ. It also shows a significant amount of people, you know, that we get to see at the end of the year the amount of donors that we had from across the country. And the kind of support for the ACLJ. So much like a campaign, we analyze it that way as well. So if you've thought about donating and think, well, my donation just won't be enough, Jordan, you keep saying numbers like 30 and 40, and I just can't do that right now, think $5 or $10, because your 5 will become 10, and your 10 will become 20. And again, folks, I just think it's so important to donate. This is the final 4 days of our matching challenge, and it's not just the matching challenge. It's the final 4 days, the most important time of the year for us financially at the ACLJ, because one, we're finishing out a lot of work at the end of the year, but two, I mean, we got cases going on right now as we speak that are trying to be finished out. Court, you know, is back, and a lot of people are still on holiday, but not the courts. And again, we're also preparing for the new year, so it's the time to donate. ACLJ.org. Shirley calling in from Texas Online 5. Shirley, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi.
Hey, Shirley.
I am calling to say that the reason I support this show is because of who you represent, what you stand for, and the integrity. And I love this show, and this is one of the most places I recommend as far as integrity and bringing us the truth and keeping us updated with all that's going on in the world. I'm grateful for all the organizations you support as far as the colleges and the faith and genocides and everything you guys stand for. I just love it.
Well, we appreciate you, Shirley, so much. We appreciate you calling in, taking that time to call in, letting people know why you appreciate the ACLJ. I asked people if they wanted to share that today to do that. And, you know, it's interesting. Tim on Facebook just wrote in, I just made a donation for the matching challenge. Tim, I appreciate that so much. Whatever amount that was, I appreciate it so much, because just like, you know, signing those petitions, every donation matters, every name on a petition matters, whatever the amount is. And we appreciate you, Tim. Now, Thomas on Facebook, here we get into some of that analysis, Harry. Thomas on Facebook writes in, can a judge in the Ninth Circuit try to stop the president from shutting down the border? I think better question, how long will it take a judge in the Ninth Circuit from trying to stop the president to shutting down the border?
Absolutely. Great question. And Judge John Tiger has taken a stab at that, even though the precise question of shutting down the border entirely was not before him. But he's taken an expansive view of Congress's statutory authority with respect to the granting of asylum. And he has suggested that that diminishes the president's authority to engage in the suspension of entry by migrants and others. However, it's also important to note that the Ninth Circuit has consistently lost. So it's likely that the judge's decision that's already outstanding in San Francisco will indeed be overturned once it reaches the United States Supreme Court. But it's also very likely that, consistent with the Supreme Court's decision in Trump versus Hawaii, that the president's discretionary authority, both constitutionally and with respect to his statutory authority under the Immigration and Naturalization Act, will indeed be upheld. But that will indeed likely play out, and it will likely take some time before we get to the United States Supreme Court. I think, meantime, the ACLJ and others will be writing amicus briefs supporting the president's discretionary
Absolutely.
Authority.
We will be there fighting for the president if he decides to shut down the border with Mexico to get border security for our country. I think he wants it to be temporary, not long term. But again, we will be there fighting for him. Patty on Facebook writes, and this is the only show I listen to because I know I'll hear the truth. I really appreciate that, Patty. And, you know, we supplement the show with a lot of news and information at ACLJ.org. We also post it on our Facebook pages and Twitter. So stuff that happens throughout the day after we're off the air, we get that up too at ACLJ.org and through our social media. So we have a lot more news than we can ever get to on the broadcast. Let me take one more call before the next break. Keep giving us calls, 1-800-684-3110. George in New York on line one. You've been holding on. George, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Big Happy New Year, gentlemen. Thanks
Happy New Year, George.
I just wanted to make a comment. I operate a commercial vehicle. I transport large amounts of hazardous material in and out of Canada.
Yep.
And there has been a drastic slowdown in the northern border due to the government shutdown, but I'm all for it. I'm thankful that we finally have a president that's concerned with our sovereignty as a republic.
So there we go. I mean, George, people who are, you know, it's making it a little longer for your job. It's so some people it's hurting their pocketbooks, and they're still supporting this shutdown because they believe so much in border security and our national sovereignty. And I really appreciate that phone call, George, and that you're willing to take that stand, even though it makes your job just that much tougher. Georgine on Facebook just wrote in. She just donated to the ACLJ. Really appreciate that, Georgine, whatever amount it was. Here's why it's important. Final 4 days, matching challenge. This is the most important time of the year for the ACLJ financially to fundraise. Whatever you donate is doubled. So if you donate $20, that's what you're charged on your credit card. But we have a donor ready to match that $20. So it becomes $40 to the ACLJ, but all your charge is $20. Donate today.
It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's matching challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our matching challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
You know what we do in the final segment of the broadcast. We take all of your phone calls and everybody who's on the line. And remember, everybody's getting a copy today who made it on the air of my dad, Jay Sekulow's latest book, Jerusalem, signed by him. We appreciate you calling in today. Busy, it's still holiday week, going into another holiday weekend. Let me also mention tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern time, the Jay Sekulow Band will be performing a live concert. We'll be broadcasting it through Facebook. That's at my dad's Facebook page, so the same place you go if you are a Facebook viewer of the radio broadcast. It's facebook.com/Jay Sekulow, so it's his official Facebook page. And we'll get it out on social media as well so people know. But it's at 9 p.m. Eastern time. It's about a two-hour-long concert, totally live. I'll be emceeing it. This is not pre-recorded. It will not be at all. So a totally live concert. We'll have a live audience as well. So check it out. And again, I've seen the set list. It's going to be a lot of fun and a lot of songs that you'll recognize with great musicians that have, again, with really professional musicians mixed in with a few of my dad's friends as well. But the majority of them, they are professional musicians in the Jay Sekulow Band. So check that out. 9 p.m. Eastern time tonight. I'll be there as well, talking with you tonight and kind of emceeing the event as the band rocks through a number of songs. I'll just put it that way, a number of songs, and they will be rocking. Let me read off. Rhonda wrote in on Facebook, I donate every month. She's a monthly donor to the ACLJ, and she's so thankful for the ACLJ. Well, Rhonda, we are so thankful for you. There are people who you can sign up online at aclj.org. And do a monthly donation automatically. And by the way, those do count towards the matching challenge as well. When we're in a matching challenge month, so Rhonda, this month your monthly donation counted for the matching challenge, even if it is that automatic donation. So we appreciate that. Janice on Facebook just wrote in that she donated today to the ACLJ, and she's so glad to hear that her donation will be doubled. Thank you for doing the work that you are doing. What does she mean by doubled? We have a matching challenge right now. That means whatever Janice donated, I'll just put out a number. Janice, I have no idea what you donated, but I'll just put out a number. Let's say Janice donated $100 right now to the ACLJ, a big number. And Janice, whatever you donated is important, but just for math purposes, keep it easy for people. And to understand that it's not just 5, 10, and 25, 30, 40. These are matched up to $1,000, $2,000 donations. Big donations will be matched as well if you are in that kind of financial position. But so let's say Janice donated $100, and she did just now at aclj.org. We had donors lined up throughout the year who said, when you get these donations this final part of the year, I will match whatever those donors donate. So whatever Janice just donated, we had a donor ready to match it. Now, they weren't going to donate unless Janice made the initial donation. So if her donation was $100, we had a donor then ready and willing to donate $100 to stand with her. What does that mean? Her $100 donation became a $200 donation to the American Center for Law and Justice. So I appreciate that, Janice. Now let's get to as many calls as we can. Tony in Iowa online too. Tony, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Jordan. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Tony.
I do support the shutting down the border down there on the Mexican border there. My question is I wonder what's your thoughts on if President Trump's going to keep the border or the government shut down until he gets to 5.7, why not go for the $25 billion? Instead of going down this road again in another year or two or every year that they need the money, why not go for it now while he's got the pressure on him and ratchet up the pressure and keep it going right now?
I think he could have done that if Republicans retain control of the House and the Senate and increase their numbers. And there were Republicans that were really behind the president, but they really weren't. So the House was willing to do $5 billion. Now, the $25 billion is the total, but you could go for, $5 billion allows you to stay on track in building the wall. So $5 billion, $5 billion, $5 billion over time allows you to stay on track to continue to build, to continue to put in this border security. I think now with the Democrats taking the House, Harry, $25 billion would be, we need to look at somewhere. I think the president should be satisfied. I don't want to speak for him, but somewhere between $2.5 and $3 billion would still be a win.
I think that's correct. I think the caller asked a very great question. And we also have to think about the art of the deal, $5 billion, or an amount that's close to $5 billion, would indeed create momentum to actually finish the job. And I think it would destroy the counterargument that would come from other quarters, that if you have a $5 billion down payment, then the question becomes, why can't you complete the wall going forward? So I think $5 billion is a nice start. It would build some momentum, and I think it would also destroy many of the countervailing arguments that are likely to come from left-wingers.
All right, we've got three calls. Let's try to take all three. Lynn on Facebook said, what time is the concert again? 9 p.m. Eastern time. Will you be able to see it on the Facebook page? Yes, Jay Sekulow's Facebook page, facebook.com/Jay Sekulow, his official Facebook page, 9 p.m. Eastern time. That is where the concert will be. It is absolutely live tonight, so join us, and you'll have the chat. We'll read out some comments and some information there as well, so be active, Lynn, and we appreciate you making sure you ask again. That's 9 o'clock tonight, Eastern time, so it'll be live, 100% live. The Jay Sekulow Band will be performing about a two-hour-long concert. They've even got some encores prepared, I know that. And I'll be emceeing the event, so I'll be there as well. And so this is a totally live event. It's not pre-recorded. It's live. It's a thank you to so many of our supporters. It's also a night to celebrate. You know, it's towards the end of the year as well. And we appreciate all of you tuning in 9 p.m. Eastern time tonight. It'll be on broadcast through Jay Sekulow's Facebook page. That's facebook.com/Jay Sekulow. I'm going to try to get as many calls, these calls I can, but you got to be very quick, folks. Carmen in West Virginia, line three. Carmen, welcome to the show.
Thank you for taking my call, Jordan. I'll certainly be tuning in tonight to the wonderful band.
Awesome.
And I'll just be real quick. I support ACLJ. I have, even before I donated money to a presidential campaign, and Trump was my first one. I support the president, the border wall, the shutdown, all of it. And I think that he should not budge. He should stick with his base. We need this border. The government has been shut down in this area for decades.
True.
Because without a border wall, we do not and cannot protect our country, and security should be our number one priority.
Carmen, thank you for your support for the ACLJ. Thanks for preparing to watch the concert tonight. And I think it's so interesting, again, you're that true Trump base that never donated before to a presidential candidate. That is something totally different than just saying his conservative base out there, the conservative base. That is a new voter. That is a new activist. And we've heard from two of those today on the broadcast. So we'll try to take another call real quickly. Let's go to Maryland in Minnesota, line four.
Hi there. Yes, thank you for taking my call. I also am 69, like George, and I'm single, but I did donate to President Trump's campaign. I went to see him in person, got up bright and early, June 22nd, got a wonderful ride to Duluth, had a great time all day supporting him. We did have Antifa, but they got taken care of. We had a few booers. That doesn't matter. What does...
Still get it, Marilyn. Can we get line one in? Can we get line one? We can't get in. Okay. Well, they'll still get the book as well. Let me thank you all, folks. We had so many calls today. Tune in to the concert tonight, live 9 p.m. Eastern time. The Jay Sekulow Band's got a full concert live prepared for you with the full band, with an audience. It's 100% live. It's nothing pre-recorded. Your reporters better tune in because of Crossfire Hurricane. And donate to the ACLJ. Your donation is doubled to matching challenge at ACLJ.org.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's matching challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.